PCA?
Actually, this organization called Pick-A-Pal, which they rescued the dogs from, like, the SPCA, or the, you know, it's a no-kill shelter.
Huh?
And, or they find abandoned dogs, and they had a deal going on down at, on Lower Greenville this past weekend, and we saw her and decided to snatch her up.
Scott, could you turn Corby up a little bit?
You know, of all the guys on the ticket, aside from George, nobody's got kids, do they?
Nope.
Danny Bayless.
Danny Bayless.
But that doesn't count.
Yeah.
So that's why you guys keep getting dogs, right?
Probably
so.
Oh,
well, Reiner. Reiner's got a...
Oh, Reiner's got a kid. That's right.
Rick Arnett's got kids.
Yeah. Well, that was stupid.
Boy, we learned that Kevin Blanford has a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess more guys have kids than don't.
Yeah.
Davey, you don't have a kid.
No.
He can't have kids.
It's true.
No, I can have
adopted.
Kids.
Adopted.
Yeah, you're adopted. You're a eunuch.
I have lots of illegitimate brothers and sisters, though.
That's what they do to adopted kids. They just cut off whatever plumbing you got.
I've heard that. Is that true?
No.
Oh.
Although I am...
Would that make you upset?
No, not really. I am in favor of mandatory sterilization at birth. Got to control this population.
You know, everyone?
Yeah.
Why don't they fix us like they fix dogs?
You can get it reversed. You got to apply.
Yeah.
Apply for a parenting license and get your plumbing fixed.
Boy, that would eliminate a lot of sleepless nights for high school and college kids. And
yeah, sure.
What would it do? I don't, is it cruel to do that to dogs? Do they?
No.
You know, down at that thing, the Lower Greenville Festival last week, I saw a handful of male dogs. What? I saw a handful of dogs running around, male dogs, with...
Still swinging?
No, with the empty sack.
That's weird.
I thought they just cut the whole thing off, but in these instances, they just sucked out the marbles and just left it.
No, they always just suck out the marbles.
I've never
seen
that before.
They don't cut the sack off.
I've never seen that either.
What happens is if you have an adult dog that you neuter, like we did with Jake, the...
Who's Jake?
Jake is this, I don't know, he's this mutt that we found.
I've never met him.
So what they do, they take the marbles out, but they leave the sack. But the sack eventually shrinks back up.
Oh, okay. So the dogs that I saw, they were fresh.
Yeah, they were probably recently neutered.
So, like, if we were fixed, that's what would happen.
Right. And then eventually it would shrink up and just be a skin pouch.
Wow.
Hmm.
Small one.
Would we lose our...
Like a little coin purse.
All our drive? Like every bit of it? Would we have anything left? We ought to try that.
I don't know. My dog did. I can't turn him on anymore.
Even when you touch him in that special place?
Yeah, and put on his favorite perfume and...
put on a little Barry White.
Yeah, put on some makeup. Get him drunk. No, but...
Do you know anybody who's ever got their dog drunk?
Yes.
Sure,
every white trash person I've ever known.
I'm sure.
Boy, he loves that beer.
Puts a Budweiser in their right. bowl.
Yes, it's so wrong.
I know.
Rich Phillips has a dog, doesn't he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I was going to predict that he had.
Probably has.
If he did, he probably killed his dog with alcoholism. Turned him into a big drunk, because that's what they do for fun on Friday and Saturday nights.
Now, I do know somebody. This is a rumor, of course.
Is this the peanut butter thing?
What?
I've heard that. Dalmatian?
Say that. What is the peanut butter thing? I don't know what that is.
Ask Norm.
Yeah.
Norm?
I don't know if
Norm.
He's done it or not, but the rumor was, the urban legend was the surprise party. The woman who came home and she put peanut butter on her privates.
Okay, let's...
and let the dog...
wait a second.
Let the dog...
That's not the way I heard it.
No, she went to... She put peanut butter on, like... You know, I think it was smooth, like Skippy smooth.
We're down?
She spread it on.
That's good.
Yeah, make sure we're down.
And then she opened up the basement door to let Rover out. And when she opened up the basement door, all her friends and family were down there for a surprise party.
Looking at her on the top of the stairs naked with peanut butter.
And Rover making a beeline
that
for her.
That is such an urban myth. There is no way that happened.
Oh, it happened.
Wait, no, we just got confirmation somehow from Davey.
So what's the deal
with
Rover
doing performing
that
right there?
So this is what you're training your dog to do, Corby.
By the way, my dog's name is Lola.
Oh, it's a girl dog.
You got a bitch.
Hey.
That's correct.
It is correct.
Yeah, but there's still no need for it.
No.
Hey, if you look on of the bag of dog food I've got, and it has feeding instructions, and it has different instructions for male dogs, and then it says, if your dog is a lactating bitch.
Are you kidding? Bull.
I swear. I swear.
You're 36. Why are you giggling at that?
It's just so funny to read that. I was sitting there laughing by myself in my kitchen when I read lactating bitch.
Mark it.
I'm just thinking about the copywriter who had to write that.
Right.
Oh, he's laughing so hard.
Right, why are adults still giggling at the same things that we giggled with from back then?
Because it's funny.
I know. But why don't we ever gain maturité?
You never will. When I'm 96 and I look on my dog food sack and it says lactating bitch, I'm going to laugh.
Mark that.
What is marking it, sir?
Oh, boy.
Hey, you know, Scott Jones joined us on the morning show, Corby, and told his engagement story. Did you miss it?
I did miss that.
Yeah, I missed the retelling
but
as well.
But I heard... He said that the entire evening, ring included, only cost him like $220.
Yeah, ring included.
More,
he forgot to mention
less
that.
Than that. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that on Saturday. That the diamond was a family heirloom, and then he bought a white gold band. That's
got
all
no
he
problem
had
with
buy.
It. Got no problem with it.
No, I don't have a problem with it fine. Either.
What
but
do you mean
just...
an heirloom? I wish to God I would have had an heirloom.
No kidding. So do I.
What
yeah,
do you
that's
mean?
That's great. I wish I had an heirloom.
What are you leading at? What are you getting to?
Congratulations.
So I could hawk it.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, if you know how much money that saves you?
Oh, I know.
My God.
But Scott
man.
Had a hot opinion this morning. He said it was a really nice ring, but.
What?
She didn't deserve it.
Right.
What?
And then it would have been a lot better if it had four wheels and I could drive it around town.
We both agree that
that's
he,
not an heirloom.
That he needs to hawk the ring, collect the 15 grand or whatever.
That's an 83 Plymouth you're talking about there.
And get yourself. What are you driving now?
Pontiac.
See? Mm hmm. You could have such a great car
American
right now.
Car.
Think
I'm
about
driving
it.
Excitement, sir.
It's either a great car or just some old beaten down wife.
Now, whatever happened to your magic carpet?
What?
Yeah, remember Scott Jones used to travel around with a little monkey and an organ grinder thing and a magic carpet with his unibrow.
Is that, yeah, poking fun of his unibrow.
Yeah. I'll grant you three wishes, sir.
First, tell me what a wish is.
KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK,
hey,
Sanger.
Dave, there was an added detail in the retelling of the story.
Oh, something we missed on Saturday?
Yeah, I asked him, you know, so I'm recounting the story as he's telling it, you know, and summarizing as we go along. And I say, so there he is, you know, he destroys all the carpet and his girlfriend's stairs.
Yeah, because he left the lit candles on carpets
right.
Without anything underneath them.
Right, and he said, actually, I didn't. There were three that were okay, sir. I miscounted the candles when I was buying.
See, I love the fact that Scott says, sir, because it's just it makes me laugh every time.
Me
yes,
too.
Sir.
Where do you get that
yes,
from? Is that,
sir.
Is that a Lucy thing from Peppermint Patty and Charlie Brown?
I think it just goes back to the panic from the tea box meltdown.
Exactly. When Dan was filling in for me and he left them up. Well, they thought they were in break, of course, but they weren't. They were on the air and they were just talking about random stuff. And all of a sudden, Dan goes, this for like 2 minutes. Are we on the air? And all of a sudden, you hear Scott go, yes, sir.
That's what started it?
Yeah.
I thought you'd been doing this for a long time.
Since the first meltdown, yeah.
Sir.
So
sir.
Great.
All right, coming up, an incredible story that Craig and Corby have
actually,
to hear.
Actually, we are going home to watch the OU K-State game. It starts in 6 minutes.
We have business today.
No, it starts
sir.
In an hour.
You know who's in Norman? The ESPN Game Day crew.
Right.
It started right now.
We'll tape it.
They're setting the table for us.
Yeah.
We have to go dine on college football.
All right, Junior, I'll call you on the hotline during break. I need to tell you something.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And maybe I'll tell the P1s coming up next.
Hmm.
It's Davey. Hello, Gen X Davey.
Good morning.
And we're on a location right now. I am.
Where are you?
At
I don't even
Car
know.
Toys. Car Toys in Irving. So if you're coming from Dallas, take 183, exit Beltline North, and you'll see us right here on the right before you get to Beltline on the service road.
You know, from what I understand, pretty much any gadget that you would possibly want to put in your car, they have it there at Car Toys.
That's right. This place is almost just flat out a better way to go.
That's what I've heard, too.
Like, I was trying to figure out how to get to Austin, and normally I would have taken 35.
Mm-hmm.
But instead I took Car Toys because it was a better way to go to Austin. Somehow.
I've also heard Car Toys leads to Sport City Toyota.
Well, all roads lead there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's not saying much. Anyway, Car Toys, anything you want for your car, truck, van is here at Car Toys.
SUV.
They got satellite radio. That's right, also your SUV. They've got satellite systems for your car, like digital television. Is that? No, they sell DirecTV as well.
For your car?
I don't know. I doubt you could get that for a car because you're moving.
Keep on having to move the dish.
Yeah. It has to track. Anyway, come on by Car Toys, and we'll be telling you about different deals that you can take advantage of from Car Toys today throughout the program. All right, Dave. Anything go on this weekend that you want to tell us about?
No.
Do anything last night?
Went and had dinner at Erica's father's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he'll call us today and tell us about
the
dinner.
Well, no, the real one.
Yeah, the one that calls the show.
No, that's not really her dad.
Oh, okay.
But no, we went and had dinner at her parents'. That's it. Pretty dull evening. Hmm. I mean, not that we didn't have a good time with her folks, but, you know, we didn't throw down or anything.
Now, how often do you guys go out and party? Not go out to eat, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, have you noticed that slowing down in your life?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, most of the time when I go out without her. Because mm-hmm. She's kind of got an early bedtime. She doesn't do well after, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Biatch! What do you mean, do well?
Well, she starts falling asleep and she gets cranky and stuff. So, if I want to go out and see a band or go out and have drinks with friends, I usually do it by myself.
Oh, that's probably going to work out for you in the future.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity.
Well, she made a deal with me yesterday. She said that if I clean the house once a week, I can have some strange on the side.
All right, that's Gen X Davey. Also on the show, we have Scott Jones.
Morning, Gordon.
Who recently got engaged. Did you get any fallout from your appearance on Dunham & Miller this weekend?
No, everybody said it was funny, though, and that you were nicer.
Really? Well, thank you. Thank them for me, Scott.
Will do.
Now, you claim that you and this girlfriend have not done anything below the belt, right?
Maybe.
Well, they've known each other for 8 years. How is that possible?
Well, Layla's still sweet and clean, and she was on the drill team. I don't know any virgins on a drill team.
Hey.
Hey.
We were trying to avoid exactly what we were talking about, but there you go, Scott. Will you let us pay for you and Layla to go out one night and take care of what we like to call the little problem?
Just to make sure that you made the right choice.
Right. Both of you need to make sure that you made the right choice.
How much money are we talking about, Gordon?
$1,000 each.
Done.
Golly, your fiance would let you do that.
If she got like 800 of that, I'm sure she'd have no problem.
All right, well, what about Layla's boyfriend?
That would pay for his ring four times over.
Right.
More candles and roses.
Why would you need to buy more of those?
White Zinfandel. To make up for going out with Layla, I guess.
Is Layla still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she laying out?
She's not on the tickers anymore, but she's wandering around listening.
Oh. I doubt her boyfriend would go for that. Your girlfriend may go for that, though, Scott.
Here, Layla's getting on headphones.
Okay, I missed some of this. Can we recap?
Well, you are intact.
Uh-huh.
And she may have done some horseback riding or fallen on a fence, Gordon.
Fallen on a fence.
Sounds painful.
Yeah.
Rather random.
Please disregard that. We're striking that from the record, Layla.
Yeah, I'd appreciate
not the horseback
that.
Part. We're still going to stand by that one.
Okay.
Okay, so you are intact. Scott claims that he is intact.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Has it broken the seal?
I guess. Still all caulked up?
I guess, yeah.
So awkward.
So we want to make sure that you guys made the right decision in staying this way for marriage. So we want to send you both of you two out on a date with each other. And, you know, see how the other half lives and see if you made the right decision.
Gordon's saying a grand apiece.
A grand apiece?
Yeah, $1,000 each.
Now, here's my question, Gordon.
Okay,
and this
Layla,
is just
go ahead.
A thought, but if you're sending two people who are still, quote, intact, unquote, together, then they wouldn't woo the other one into doing that.
Oh, I might be able to for $1,000.
Yeah, there's a $1,000 incentive.
It's so nice to know that it would take you $1,000 to try to do that.
There would be no
try.
Hey,
I'm offering to do it for free.
That's so sweet of you, Davey.
No, Davey, she's not paying anyone. She's not paying you to do it, Davey.
Oh.
Yeah, nor Scott.
Nor anyone, for that matter.
So you would be out on such an offer.
You know, for the purpose of humor, it sounds pretty funny.
But you're just saying that that means more to you to remain in that state than the $1,000.
I thought it was just a date. Who said I had to do it for $1,000?
Well, no, that's the point, is that both of you need to see how the other half lives in order to confirm or deny the fact that the pleasure that you felt in remaining intact.
And if you like it, we'll pay for you to do it again, too.
Well, at a reduced rate.
Nah, I think I'd be out on that.
Well, Scott's volunteering, basically. I don't even think Scott needs to be paid.
Scott needs to cover the expenses that he's incurred over the past couple of days.
I mean, poor Scott. How old are you, Scott?
24, Gordon. It'd
be like the Hoover Dam breaking.
Be like Old Faithful.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm proud of you, Layla, and I'm ashamed of Scott.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm ashamed of Scott, too.
Now, you've done this for religious reasons, correct?
Yes, and practical reasons as well.
With the, like, the aid and stuff?
Not so much that. I mean, you know, that's obviously a factor, I suppose, but...
Too big?
Okay, Dave, you might want to get rid of that.
What? I mean, it's
get
too...
Get rid of that.
No, it's too big a responsibility.
Okay. I guess a pretty good save.
No, I don't think so.
So it was, what religion, are you Islamic, by the way?
No, I'm Presbyterian.
But is that like Islamic?
You've got some...
I don't think so.
You've got some Persian ancestry, though, don't you?
Correct.
You're related to a cat?
No.
An intact cat?
Wearing a hat?
Middle Eastern.
What?
Sorry, you were rhyming. I had to continue.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to bring you on and say that we're happy for you, and although you did not take us up on our offer.
I'll do her.
You
George.
$1,000 is a pretty high-rolling little scheme you got there, and almost sounds somewhat interesting, but I don't know.
Would you be mad if you went through it and said, man, I was just kidding. I'm not giving you $1,000.
I think so.
All right.
I don't know. Something about squelching on a bed just doesn't sound to you, Gordon.
Now, Scott, why did you decide this? Or did you not decide it? It was decided by the other party.
Are we talking about, abstinence?
Well, we're just talking about you remaining in the condition in which you were born.
Oh, I was lying. I was just trying to sleep with Layla and get $1,000.
What? What? That's kind of sorry, Scott. Lying to the P1 like that? So you're saying that you and your fiancé do that all the time?
No, no, no. We may have.
You may have. Well, I want you to take this opportunity. We have a few seconds here, Scott, to publicly and personally address her family about this issue. Go ahead, Scott.
think I've already dug a deep enough hole, Gordon.
I thought you said you hadn't done that before. Now you're saying you have.
Have you even scratched the surface?
She fell on a fence.
All right. All right, well, we'll move on to community news next. Thank you, Layla, and thank you, Scott.
No problem.
Several restaurants that you may have gone to on Greenville Avenue have been robbed. Have you seen this recent rash of robberies down there, Dave?
I haven't witnessed it, but I did see that in the paper. That's very disturbing.
Pretty wild. We'll tell you which ones next.
The tickets to get up here.
Joe is on the road today at Car Toys in Irving. If you'd like to join us and say you're coming from the Dallas area, you take 183, you exit Beltline North, and you will see us on the service road before you get to Beltline. Car Toys, you'll see our mask sticking up. You can come by here and get as much as you want for your car at Car Toys. The best price. This place is really incredible. Anything you want, they've got it.
GPS systems?
GPS. I'm staring at GPS systems. You know, I want one of those. I like the kind of go in your car need, but I also like the handheld ones.
So you never get lost.
Yeah. I mean, how accurate are those things? Up to 100 feet? 100 yards?
I'm not sure.
Like, I thought about last time we traveled overseas, getting one of those handheld ones. You can see exactly where you are. Thought that'd be neat.
Does it have
it out into the countryside?
Does it have a little arrow that says you are here?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Maybe they don't have that technology yet.
Maybe so. That's too advanced.
But there's two or three brands, too, and I don't know which one to get. I always hear that Magellan. Was that kind of the first one? Do you know anything about them, Dave?
No.
Oh.
I thought you were asking somebody out there.
Oh, no. I was asking you. You were going to be my GPS guy.
No, I'm an interest rate expert. I don't know anything about GPS.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. All right, Dave, you ever been down to this Greenville Avenue? I guess it's in Dallas, right?
Yes, I frequent Greenville Avenue quite often.
I love down that Greenville Avenue area.
Yeah, I like lower and lowest.
Right. Yeah, upper Greenville is... doesn't quite have the soul.
Yeah, a little cheesy.
But lower and lowest Greenville are great. Anyway, they've had a whole rash of burglaries and robberies in the past, I don't know how long this has been, past 3 months, I believe. The bartender at Milo Butterfingers, that's on Upper Greenville, he was robbed on... Sunday. It was a Sunday afternoon. This may have been this past Sunday afternoon. They say within minutes of kind of opening up, getting things going, he was on the floor fearing for his life. Odd thing is, he had gotten robbed the day before at the same restaurant.
Really? Different guy?
Yeah, he actually had a burglary the day before, and then he has the robbery the next day.
What's the difference between a burglary and a robbery?
Burglary is when, I guess, that you're not there, right?
Or does that just involve breaking and entering?
Or maybe burglary and robberies. Yeah, that's right. Burglary involves breaking and entering.
Robbery, it's open, and you just walk in with a weapon or whatever.
Right. There have been more than 15 reports of attempted break-ins and robberies in the last 3 months along Greenville between Ross and Walnut Hill. That's all three sections of Greenville Avenue.
Mm.
One of the owners of all, I guess it's the owner of All Shucks, said that whenever there's a decline in the economy, you see an increase in this kind of activity. But they say this is significant. They don't know what's going on, whether all these people are connected up together, or it's the same people, what the story is. Dallas police are saying the statistics don't show an increase in criminal activity, but it's something that they have to watch. All right, other restaurants have been robbed. Ozona Bar and Grill.
Really?
This happened in mid-August. A robber with a gun was waiting for the bartender in the office when he came in.
Oh, my gosh.
He walked in, and the robber closed the door behind him.
I'd crap my pants right there.
The bartender says he was very calm. When I had trouble with the safe, he told me to take a deep breath and then open it.
Well, at least he was nice about it.
The Milo Butterfinger guy also was having to open the safe, and his robber said, "Get it this time or I'll kill you."
See, I'd much rather have the Ozona burglar.
Right. If you had to choose the burglar, choose the Ozona burglar with cheese. Similar robbery took place at Jason's Deli in the 7400 block of Greenville Avenue in late August.
That's up by that Callaway's, right? All the way up by Walnut Hill?
Uh-huh. On Thursday morning, someone broke into Dreams Nightclub in the 7000 block of Greenville and stole an undisclosed amount of cash. I don't know Dreams.
Is that a Tata bar?
Maybe so. And the owner of Stan's Blue Note said that burglars have broken into his business twice this summer and tried to steal the safe during one of those break-ins.
That's very Keystone Cops.
Police say there have also been attempts to remove safes from the San Francisco Rose, the Blarney Stone.
Wow, they're hitting every one of them.
Aw Shucks, and Kirby's Steakhouse.
There would be some cash in that one.
They say Kirby's has been targeted 3 times recently. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And I think I've eaten at every one of those places.
Yeah, I believe I have too. I imagine all these places have, you know, alarms and security cameras. It's not like they are lax in security.
Now, you live down that way. Do you still go to these places, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying not to spend as much money going out, but yeah, I do.
You know what's weird is that some people drive in from like Frisco on the weekends to go to Greenville Avenue.
Like a tourist spot?
Yeah. What a whip, though. I mean, how do you make that long drive and then have drinks and then drive back?
No kidding.
Something wrong about that.
Phones are going nuts if you want to talk about this.
All right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Okay, thanks, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, with The Rant.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Who's this?
My name's Gordon.
Gordon Keith?
Yep.
Gordon, this is Al. I'm an officer in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, Al. What's up?
And you've got a mistake on the burglary robbery thing.
Okay.
Burglary is what's done to property. You burglarize a car or a building if somebody breaks in and steals something. Robbery, it happens to a person.
Okay, I got you. So if the guy commands someone to open a safe, that's going to be a robbery.
That's going to be a robbery. If you're sitting in your house watching TV and somebody comes in and sticks a gun in your head and takes money and jewelry, that's a robbery.
Okay.
But if you're not home and they come in and take your money and your jewelry and nobody was there, that's a burglary.
Okay, what if I'm sitting at home, they break in, I don't bother them, I just continue sitting on the couch and they take stuff?
It's an unfortunate situation.
Well, I know that, but would that be a burglary then?
It would still be robbery. If you knew, I guess you would have to know that they were there. But you have to know that they were there. If they knew you were there, and you knew they were there, and then you were there, then it'd be a robbery.
Okay. What if no one is home, but you leave the door unlocked and instructions as to where all your valuables are located?
It's still a burglary, but not very smart to do that. I don't recommend that as a police officer.
To give a detailed list of valuables and where they can be found?
Exactly.
Okay, well, I'm going to remove that note from my front door.
Hey, can I
put it on your fridge?
Question?
Yeah.
You know how you were talking about here a while back on the Gentle Muser show about the uncomfortable Joe, say, buy in the elevator, and then you see him out in the parking lot again?
Yeah.
I've got another one similar to that happens to me all the time. What if there's double doors and somebody holds the door for you, and then you're going through the second set of doors? Do you say thank you twice or just the first time?
I say thank you twice, but that is very uncomfortable. I've done the thing that I'll open the outer door for someone and let them in, and then they hold the next door for me. And there's something real uncomfortable about that. Because my whole point was to open the door for them where they didn't have to do additional work, especially if it's a woman or something.
Exactly. Okay, I was just wondering if it's as uncomfortable for you as it is for me.
That's a good awkward situation that you brought up there, and I'm sure you as a policeman are taking a look at that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm investigating it as we speak.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy, I'll take care.
Thanks, Al. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Is Gordon talking about coming back from Shreveport for some reason?
Am I talking about coming back from Shreveport?
Yeah.
Why? What made you think that?
I don't know, because I thought I heard it.
Shreveport.
I can't imagine anything you said that sounded remotely like Shreveport.
I just heard the words getting drunk and driving back, and I just can. I'm doing that right now, so I was going to.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. No, we're talking. Yeah. You're mistaken, sir.
He was talking about driving home from Greenville to Frisco.
Well, I've been driving home from Shreveport, so I haven't been drinking, so I'm kind of disturbed right now.
All right, thanks for your call.
We'll focus on the road.
You know, speaking of Shreveport and casinos, Dave, I'm working on my poker game.
What kind of poker?
Well, all kinds of poker. But at casinos now, I guess they mainly play seven-card stud.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going to take advantage of a casino. Because basically everything I've done at a casino is I've been to one in Shreveport and one in New Orleans, and I went to Monte Carlo.
I've been to an Indian casino in New Mexico.
Huh.
It's the only thing I've ever done.
By the way, the one in Monte Carlo, tons better than the ones you find in Shreveport, New Orleans.
Oh, I can't imagine how much nicer it'd be.
You could not imagine how nice this place was. First of all, that, I guess it's a, is it a country, Monte Carlo?
Yeah.
Monaco is the country, and then Monte Carlo is like a, I don't know, a little county in it or city. Monaco's a really small country.
I need to watch Dirty Rotten Scoundrels again.
Oh, man, it's so incredible over there. Beautiful part of the world. And this casino is so nice. And, you know, they only allow tourists to go in this little side room once you walk in the front of it that has little slot machines on the side. They won't allow you. You know, you have to be a high roller to get behind the big wooden doors and go in there and play with the big boys.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you ever talk your way back there? Or
no.
Or do you have to, like, be a regular?
No, I can't get back there wearing some Looney Tunes T-shirt and shorts. But, so I'm learning to play poker, and I'm also, I'm trying to learn, you know, the probability tables from poker and blackjack.
You need to watch Rounders.
Yeah, that's all the education I need.
Yeah.
Something like that. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Oh.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
What?
You're on The Ticket.
We're on?
Yeah.
Selfie Jack Panic.
What? What'd he say?
I missed it.
LBJ Panics. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket with The Rant.
Are we discussing uncomfortable situations?
Sure.
When you're getting on an elevator, there are people on the elevator already. You're supposed to let the people on get off.
Right.
What if they refuse? Do you violate courtesy and get on anyway?
What do you mean if they refuse? Well, if they refuse to get off the elevator, that means it's not their floor.
Well, if it's obviously the floor, say it's going down and it's on the first floor, it can't go down any further, they want to get off, you try to let them, they don't, you get on, you bump into one another, what's the right thing to do?
I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Of course it's happened.
If it's down on the first floor and everyone has to get off the elevator, you wait until they get off the elevator.
But if they insist on being polite to let you enter first...
Well, they're sorely mistaken.
I, quite obviously, but it is an uncomfortable situation.
Never had it happen.
Sorry.
Okay. 10:45 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. A rapper has been critically injured in a car accident. We'll tell you who next.
The Ticket. Ticket up your arm.
Monday and Tuesday, 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's the Ramey King Insurance Ticket. Stick it up your arm by blood drive. Brought to you by Texans Can and Dish Direct inside the old number 7 club at American Airlines Center. Ticket shows live. Ticket chicks and nurses outfits.
It's just a little prick.
We'll trade your P1 blood for a free t-shirt. The Ramey King Insurance Ticket. Stick it up your arm by blood drive. Monday and Tuesday at American Airlines Center. From the station that knows how to drain the vein. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. www.theticket.com.
Do the story here in about 5 minutes.
Dish Direct, Gordon.
Yes.
How about it?
Right.
Dish Direct, okay. Gordon. Oh. Dish Direct is so great.
Eric Sermon.
It's so good all day when you can watch your Dish Direct TV.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that, Dave. Yes, sirree. You just keep padding there while I'm
Dish Direct
into my notebook
all
here.
All your digital channels, your HBOs, and your ESPNs, and your Showtimes, and your Cinemax, pay-per-view movies,
and
sports.
Also, they have a saying, great service or else at Dish Direct. Everyone's making the move to digital satellite. Davey, you need to make that move. I think you're still on cable, aren't
you? Yeah,
cut
boy,
the cable,
yeah,
get the dish
to.
Direct. It's incredible. Incredible to have that CD quality sound.
Oh, my.
That digital television picture. Excellent. And with a great company like Dish Direct, you get great service or else. They have a $50 guarantee. If they're late or miss a scheduled service call or installation appointment, they'll give you $50. Sign up for their Dish Network Digital 100 home plan. It gives you two free receivers, free installation, over 100 all-digital channels just for $40.99 a month. See, that's the big thing now. You get these two receivers.
Yeah.
Because before you had to buy a second receiver. No, now you get them two for free.
Well, I have a 13-inch black and white Zenith. Can I hook both boxes up to my TV?
Yeah, but you're not really going to get the full feel of digital satellite that way, Dave.
Mm.
And Dish Direct has decided to donate $20 to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund for every new customer who signs up with Dish Direct, starting now and continuing through September 30th. So sign up before the end of the month, before tomorrow, or today and tomorrow.
What?
You sign up, they'll give... Today and tomorrow, if you sign up, they'll give $20 to the American Red Cross for everyone who signs up. Anyway, Dish Direct, give them a call right now, 888-834-1999. Right now, 888-834-1999. If you've been thinking about doing it, do it now. That way the rent gets credit. 888-834-1999.
Now some tips for performing at your peak from Slates, the high-performance dress pants by Dockers. When you're invited to dinner at your boss's house, march up to the door and deliver three crisp reps to announce your arrival. No need to feel anxious just because your job is riding on what Mr. Big thinks of you in the next 3 minutes.
Larson?
Relax. You're in Slate's dress pants, and they look sharp and put together with pleats, cuffs, and fancy fabric. But not too fancy, Nancy. It's also nice to bring a small gift, perhaps a bottle of scotch.
Larson, Kitty and I do not partake of alcohol.
Uh-huh. This might fluster a lesser-dressed man, but glancing down at your Slate's dress pants, you feel a surge of confidence.
This is non-alcoholic scotch.
Delightful. Thank you, Larson.
No problemo, Mr.
No problemo.
Remember, there's no problemo that a pair of Slate's dress pants can't fix.
Right now, Foley's has all the latest Slate styles on sale from $39.99 to $49.99. Slate's dress pants by Dockers, now at Foley's.
Right now is a good time to visit your local tire experts at NTB, National Tire and Battery. Because when you buy four new Michelin tires, you'll not only be getting the safety and security of Michelin, but you'll also get two free Motorola Talk About radios, an $89 value. You and your family can use these two-way radios for hours of fun as you rediscover nostalgic lingo like breaker, breaker. I got me a convoy. Over and out. Roger that. Do you read me? And that timeless gem, you're breaking up. At NTB, we know your time is valuable. That's why we guarantee that our tire experts will install your Michelin tires in an hour or less. And we have low prices every day. See store for details. So call 1-877-SHOP-NTB for an NTB store near you. And get your free Motorola Talk About radios. That's a Big Ten 4, good buddy. NTB. We know tires.
I'm Drew Hamilton. Gary Patterson says TCU needs to find a new girlfriend. That story and all the latest sports news next on the Ticket Ticker.
It's not enough to be the two best middleweights on earth. It's not enough to be undefeated like Felix Tito Trinidad. It's not enough to hold two middleweight belts. One with 13 successful defenses like Bernard the Executioner Hopkins. Because when these two champions enter the ring, what's at stake is pride, country, and the first undisputed middleweight crown in 14 years. Trinidad versus Hopkins, and then there was one. Now, Saturday, September 29th, live on pay-per-view.
New date, Saturday, September 29th, Trinidad versus Hopkins live on pay-per-view. To order, call 1-800-885-3444. If you have AT&T digital cable, order through your on-screen guide.
Two great champions, and then there was one.
The Ticket Ticker.
The Ticker brought to you by Bogart Golf. TCU is coming off a real disappointing loss to Northwestern State last week, so they are looking forward to getting back on the field and starting their Conference USA schedule. Coach Gary Patterson has an interesting way of looking at last week's loss.
Like I told him the other day, it's kind of, especially after this loss, whether it was a conference game or it was any game, I think
you know, you lose your girlfriend, she dumps you. The only way that you can get over it is to find another one and fall in love with her. And that's really what we have to do now. We got to find a way to win another ball game so we can get over the last one.
Frogs play at Houston tonight at 7. Rangers beat the Angels 11-2 last night in Anaheim in playoff implication games in Major League Baseball. The Braves finally won a meaningful game as they knocked off the Mets 5-3. With the win, the Braves finally created some breathing room in the NL East. They increased their lead over the Mets to 4 games. And with the Phillies losing, they are now 2 games ahead of Philly. Braves will take on the Mets again today at noon. Barry Bonds hit homer number 68 in the Giants' 10-5 win over the Padres, but the Diamondbacks rallied for a 4-3 win in 11 innings over the Dodgers, so the D-backs remain 2 games ahead of the Giants. And the Astros lost to the Cubs 6-2, and St. Louis hammered Pittsburgh 14-3, so the Cards have pulled back within 3 games of the Astros. In the NL Central, they remain 3 games up in the wild card race. Our next ticket ticker at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Drew Hamilton, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Make an appointment to let us drain your vein at the Ramey King Insurance Ticket Stick It Up Your Arm Pipe Blood Drive. Brought to you by Texans Can and Dish Direct, Monday and Tuesday, 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the old number 7 Club at American Airlines Center.
.10:53, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, The Rant on the road at Car Toys in Irving. If you're coming from Dallas, take 183, exit Beltline North, and you'll see us on the service road before you even get to Beltline. What was I going to say? I was going to say something before I got to our story, Dave. You remember what I was going to say?
No.
Oh, I was going to give a deal. Buy a Hughes Direct TV system for $29.95, installed free. How about that deal?
Sounds great.
$29.95. Sign up for the NFL Sunday Ticket and get 4 free months of DirecTV Total Choice Platinum, over 160 channels. That's over a $300 value for free. How about that? No one's excited by these deals? Come on.
They're
unbeatable.
Yes.
Come by Car Toys today, especially while we're on the air. Also pick up a Ticket Chick calendar. We've got refrigerator magnets. We've got all kinds of good ticket stuff out here for free. So come by and see us. All right, now, this rapper has been critically injured in a car accident. And since I'm not familiar with the rap world, the rap community too much, I bring on my rap expert on the show. He's just signing up with the show right now, so we don't even know his name. What's your name, sir?
Roger.
Roger. Okay, now, you've heard of this guy?
Yes.
Okay. Rapper Eric Sermon, who they say was one of rap's original hit makers, is in critical but stable condition after slamming his car into a cement highway divider. This guy's only 32 years old. He suffered broken bones and internal bleeding after the accident up in New Jersey. He fell asleep behind the wheel and he skidded into the wall. He remains hospitalized, although he has regained consciousness. But they say he can't speak because his jaw has been wired shut. Okay. Now, Roger, you've heard of this guy, Eric Sermon.
Mm-hmm.
How, first of all, what do you mean, one of rap's original hit makers? What do they mean by that?
Basically, I guess in the late 80s, early 90s, when you had a change or a transition in the sound of rap, I guess the kind of styles, the groups that were coming out, he was a pioneer as far as him and Parrish Smith. And they were part of a group in late 80s, early 90s called EPMD. Mm-hmm. And their first album was called Strictly Business, Two Kids from Long Island, New York. And basically, they pretty much changed, I guess, the game, as you would say. You know, they had a new sound. It was fresh. And basically, everybody was interested in into what they were doing.
Now, the name of their group, ELO, what did you say?
Well, what it was is that EPMD came out with a...
EPMD, what does
EPMD
that stand for? Can you say it on
it's
air?
It's cool. It stands for basically Eric Sermon, Parrish Smith, like the E to P, making dollars.
Uh-huh.
So that's what EPMD stood for. Basically, they came out with three, four good albums, and through, you know, some management things, they broke up after that. And as far as, like, being a pioneer, he's, you know, a lyricist, an artist, and things like that. But
uh-huh.
he's well-known more so for being a producer.
Right.
And after they had their breakup, he formed his own group, Def Squad, on Def Jam Records. And that's where you have Redman, Keith Murray, Lil Jamal, and people like that. And he produced everything from R&B to rap to instrumentals and things like that. He's well-known in the rap community.
Okay, so what is more sad, Eric Sermon crashing into a wall or Tupac getting it?
Well, Tupac's was tragic, you know. But Tupac, I guess, in my opinion, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. He had a lot of different kind of enemies out there because he was talking a lot of noise. But as far as Eric Sermon, I mean, it's sad, it's tragic because I mean, falling asleep, and anybody can do it,
right?
You know. But I guess it's also sad because he was working on new projects with Keith Murray. Mm-hmm. He had a couple of things going on with R. Kelly and things like that. So. You know, fortunately, it's only critical, and he's not, I guess, in a stage of, you know, maybe about to die or things like that. But if he could pull out of it, that'd be great. But if not, it'd be a sad thing.
Good riddance? Is that what you're saying?
No, not good riddance. But if not, it'd be a real sad thing considering what's happened to Aaliyah recently. Mm-hmm. And it'd just be another tragic loss to just music in general. I mean, he's a very good musical person.
Now, was it Tupac killed in retaliation for someone else, or someone was killed involved?
No. That had nothing to do with retaliation. Those were two separate instances. Tupac was killed by someone totally different than who killed Notorious B.I.G. So.
Well, I know, but I meant were Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac both, what were they, West Coast, East Coast?
No, Tupac, West Coast. Notorious B.I.G. out of Brooklyn, New York. He's East Coast.
See, that's what I thought. I thought that West Coast killed Notorious.
That's something kind of trumped up by the media, unfortunately. Uh-huh. But, yeah, they had their own...
Well, who was it then? Just creditors, or did they, you know,
no.
Delinquent on their visa?
Oh, no, the Visa card people didn't come after them. Unless they had some street visas, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, that was just basically a feud between them that escalated. The media kind of took it and ran with it, and unfortunately, we lost two great people mm-hmm. because of that.
Well, who was better, though?
Who was better?
Tupac or Notorious?
Hey, I'm not even going to get into that.
Notorious is kind of fat, though. I mean, you know?
Well, Notorious was fat, but Notorious was bringing it, you know. But it's like, you know, I might, like if I say Tupac today, you know, there might be Biggie supporters standing outside. So,
really? Are people that passionate about it?
I mean, it's pretty much equal, you know, equal. I mean, if you wanted to find out how passionate people were, I mean, when the magazines took it to where they took it, as far as, like, covering it the way they did, the different angles and the different stories that they were doing, you saw how much people really respected these two folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you actually had people from California saying... could you tell?
So, and you listen to, you know, you listen to rap music and everything. What does the rap community think of our white artists that come in there and all of a sudden get real famous? You know, we had the Beastie Boys, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Vanilla Ice, which had to be a big insult. And now we got Eminem.
Okay. Actually, I mean, I just speaking from people, myself and people that I know and, you know, in college and things like that, I mean, the only disgrace was basically Vanilla Ice. Because, I mean, well, one, we found out he was lying about everything that he was doing and
right.
things like that, and he just really didn't have, like, artistic talent. I mean, the Beastie Boys have been widely accepted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have Beastie albums. I have almost all of their albums. Eminem has been widely accepted because, I mean, he may be talking about something different that a lot of people don't even relate to, but lyrically, he has a lot of skill.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, Eminem has a lot of following. You know,
right.
I mean, you have people, he's got lawsuits coming against him because of his lyrics. People are actually paying attention to what he's doing. You got gay rights activists and people like that protesting him. So obviously people are paying attention to what he's talking about. So he has a big influence for you know, I guess his fan group, his demographic, and also the black community as well. I mean, we listen to him as well.
Hey, yo, why you fronting?
Who is this?
This is Robbie Van Winkle.
Oh, it's Robbie Van Winkle. Vanilla Ice joining us on the phone right now. Robbie, you sound upset by what Roger is saying here, our rap expert.
Yo, man, I was just driving down the street in my 5-0 with the rag top down so my hair can blow. And I heard this boy talking about how I ain't got no street cred.
Now, come on, Vanilla Ice. That's just insulting.
What you talking about?
Hey, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if everything that you said ended up not being credible, I mean, you know, you should be upset. I mean, you had millions, and now you have $5, and that might not even be your car. That
Roger, he also had Madonna.
Oh, you had Madonna.
Yeah.
Oh, well, who hasn't?
Well, good point there.
I found somebody's wedding ring when I was down there.
What?
Let's say again?
I found somebody's wedding ring.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to know all the things that have
been lost in that area.
All right, thank you, Robbie Van Winkle, Vanilla Ice, joining us there on the phone.
Glad you could call in.
And
what's up?
By the way, Roger, we did have Vanilla Ice. We, as the white community, need to take credit for that and own up to it and feel very embarrassed about it. But you guys had Milli Vanilli, and we'll never forget.
Yeah.
We can never forgive you for that.
Oh, no. I think everybody was shocked with Milli Vanilli. I'm still hearing about that. You want to have a joke to mention Milli Vanilli, people just like, okay, all right, man, all right.
All right, thanks, Roger, right. For joining us. Appreciate it.
No problem. Appreciate it.
There it is. Roger, the car toys expert on rap music, Eric Sermon.
KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger.
Eric Sermon, the rapper, in critical but stable condition after slamming his car into a wall. Okay, there's another death in the music. Actually, this is a death in the music world. Eric Sermon's not dead yet. Carl Crack. You ever heard of him?
Inventor of crack cocaine?
No. He's dead at the age of 30. He was co-founder of the German techno band...
Kraftwerk?
Atari Teenage Riot.
Oh, I guess he'd be too young for Kraftwerk. Yeah, I've heard of Atari Teenage Riot. They suck.
He died way back on September 6th.
And...
he was found dead in his apartment in Berlin. The cause of death has not been announced. Want to take some guesses?
I guess that's the sound he made when he expired.
That's right. He is a techno guy. Let's listen to that secret audio of his death.
Drugs?
Now, Dave, how can you come on here and wildly speculate as to what he died of?
Well,
that's irresponsible.
I don't know if you've heard their music, but... it's quite apparent that drugs are involved.
Now, see, you don't know that from hearing his music. You can't say that about someone.
Is it drugs?
I don't know, probably.
Oh.
All right, in other news, music news.
Yeah.
New York newspapers are reporting that Jennifer Lopez, or J-Lo, will marry dancer Chris Judd in Los Angeles today.
Really?
They say the secret is now out. The wedding is today.
P. Diddy's got to be bitter.
Oh, he has to be incredibly bitter. Now, I swear, is that that's a P. Diddy in Made, isn't it?
Yeah, he's good in that.
Yeah, he is pretty good in that. By the way, watch that movie.
Nah.
Well, it's a decent script and the acting is okay, but Jon Favreau is not a good director.
I don't know that the script's all that great.
Well, it has some funny moments.
Yeah, but the there was something way too flat about what's his name's character. What's the other dude?
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, yeah. I mean, I always thought that was going to build towards something, and it didn't.
Mm.
Him acting that way.
You know what I never got was the chick that Jon Favreau was living with. Was that his girlfriend or his sister?
His girlfriend.
Okay, so that was never clear.
Yeah.
At least to me.
Yeah, it just it didn't really do it for me, that movie.
So J-Lo's fiancé, he's a white dude, isn't he?
Yes.
Real goofy-looking guy, bald-headed guy.
I believe so, David.
Think that'll last?
Of course not. It was arranged by the record companies, I'm sure.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. To get publicity for J-Lo because she can't get any ink these days?
Well, I thought her career was going nicely.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, why would they arrange that? Dave, make a note. Call the record companies and ask why they are arranging this.
Okay.
All right? All right, coming up next, Bob Barker is being sued again. And...
you want to play some audio?
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the incredible medical breakthrough where they're implanting ovaries in women now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a wild story. Don't miss it. It's next.
What's your fantasy? Okay, stop thinking about the ticket chicks while we rephrase the question. What's your sports fantasy? Cowboys, Stars, Mavericks, Rangers, IRL, NASCAR, NFL. The Ticket is putting together your sports fantasy.
The Ticket Fall Fantasy.
Dunham and Miller reveal Fall Fantasy number 2. Monday morning at 7:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket Fall Fantasy.
www.theticket.com.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at Wicked Stick Hockey. Just in time for fall and winter leagues, Wicked Stick is blowing out their entire inventory. Wicked Stick Hockey on the South Access Road of I-20 between Cooper and Matlock in Arlington. If you're in a fall hockey league, high school player, or parent who wants to save money, don't miss this sale. 30% off hockey t-shirts and polos. 20% off hockey pants. Wicked Stick's complete line of skates by Bauer, Nike, Mission, and more are 20% off, including all wood sticks, composite shafts, and all gloves. 15% off and 10% off replacement blades. Get into the game and save money during Wicked Stick Hockey's end of summer blowout sale. Wicked Stick Hockey, South Access Road of I-20 between Cooper and Matlock in Arlington. All sales items limited to in-stock items only. The summer blowout sale at Wicked Stick Hockey, South I-20 Access Road in Arlington. Get into the game.
I'm Renee Yessup with North Central Ford in Richardson. And I don't think I need to tell you what month it is. That's right. It's time to move out all of this year's inventory of new Ford cars and trucks and get ready for next year's models. And we've got unbelievable incentives to do just that. Like our F-150 trucks, up to $2,000 in customer rebates, plus we'll finance them for only 5.9% for 60 months with approved credit. The Excursion has up to $2,500 back or low 2.9% financing. Mustangs, up to $1,500 cash back. And these rebates don't include North Central Ford's best deal on any Ford car or truck. We're excited about our closeout this month. The deals have never been better. Only at North Central Ford, Campbell Road exit off of 75 in Richardson.
Experience you can clearly see. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center.
Bob Stern back again with my booth buds for Booth Eye Care and Laser Center.
Let's discuss experience, which I define as the more you do something, the better you get at it.
Like the more I play drops, the better my timing gets.
The more I hang up on callers, the better I get at screening.
The more talk show hosts I yell at, the better I feel.
That's not quite what I'm talking about, Bruce.
What he's trying to say is Dr. Booth is one of the most experienced LASIK surgeons in DFW.
Over the last year and a half, he's performed more Vizx LASIK surgeries at a single site than any other Vizx surgeon in the nation.
And he's a board-certified ophthalmologist with fellowship training in cornea and refractive surgery. Dr. Booth's experience and training makes him the man when it comes to LASIK surgery.
And right now, LASIK has never been more affordable, starting as low as $9.95 per eye. Call today to see exactly what you've been missing. 214-328-0444.
That's 214-328-0444 for daytime or evening appointments, or check out their website at boothlasercenter.com.
That's Booth with an E.
That's right, Dan. And remember, the LASIK specialist backed up by experience, Dr. William Booth at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center.
Drew Hamilton, Texas, prepares for a shootout with the Red Raiders. That story and all the latest sports news next on the Ticket Ticker.
Well, if you haven't figured out, Toyota of Plano General Manager Willie Sullivan is nuts about the Toyota Tundra.
I actually have to be careful of what I say because I get so passionate about Toyota and particularly about like a Tundra. Because there's some friends, families, and acquaintances that drive a Dodge, Chevy, or Ford, and it's like slapping them in the face.
Everywhere Willie goes, all he can talk about is that Toyota Tundra.
You got to see this truck. We'll take it for a spin when we're done here. Oh, this is nice.
Of course, who can blame him? The Toyota Tundra recently outdrove the Big Three at a performance test at Texas Stadium, beat them all hands down at a crash test, and now is outdoing them big time in price.
Just to give you an idea how affordable this truck is, with zero down, you can get payments as low as $396 a month.
And what about the cash rebates you're offering?
Toyota Plano will double the factory rebate of $2,000 to you. What that means is you can chop off $4,000 off the sticker. It's a great value on a brand new Tundra.
Toyota Plano at the northwest corner of Preston Road, George Bush Freeway, the Toyota capital of Plano.
Think about that. 4,000 off? That's a pretty huge discount on a hot truck like that.
Chris Sims got all the preseason hype as the best QB in the Big 12. That did nothing but upset Texas Tech coach Rick Leach, who thinks he has a pretty good signal caller himself in Cliff Kingsbury. Making sure not to fan the flames before tonight's game, Texas coach Mack Brown had nothing but praise for Kingsbury.
I think he's an excellent quarterback. He's one of the best players in the country right now. He's one of the toughest kids that I've ever seen because he takes hit after hit at, when he was younger and gotten up, and now he's getting rid of the ball a lot better.
It's the Big 12 opener for both of these teams. They kick off at 6 on Fox Sports Net. Chris Sims expecting a high-scoring affair.
You know, last year I think on paper it looked like it might have been a good shootout too, but we came out and ran the ball pretty well on them. I envision a shootout every week.
Kansas State and Oklahoma getting ready to kick it off in Norman. They're playing on Channel 8. Undefeated Texas A&M hosts winless Notre Dame today at Kyle Field. Kickoff at 2:30. You can hear that game here on the ticket. Rangers beat the Angels 11-2 in Anaheim last night. Justin Leonard, your leader at the Texas Open after two rounds. And in their final preseason game this year, the Stars will host Phoenix tonight at the American Airlines Center at 7 o'clock. Our next ticket ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Drew Hamilton, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket, Dallas Cowboys countdown to kickoff, 2 hours before every Cowboys game, and the Coors Light postgame show immediately following. Covering the Cowboys, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:12 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, the Gordon Keith Show at Car Toys in Irving. We're basically on the service road. If you're coming on 183 from Dallas,
that'd be dangerous.
That's a long shot. If you're coming from Dallas on 183, you exit Beltline North, and you'll see us on the service road before you even get to Beltline.
Just shoot for Beltline North, right?
Right, exactly. That's where your aim should be. And let me read you a few things about Car Toys, if I may, Dave.
Oh, please.
For 14 years, America has trusted Car Toys for car stereo and wireless phones.
14 years, really?
Yeah. Now Car Toys has entertainment for your home, DirecTV.
Wow.
Car Toys' low prices are guaranteed for 60 days after you buy. And Car Toys experts make it easy to get what you want. At Car Toys, people know their stuff, and their goal is to make you happy. You'll even send your friends.
You know, there's nothing worse than buying a nice toy for your car, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
You know, really cool stereo or a subwoofer or something like that. And then not being sure of the idiot who's installing it, wondering if they're going to cross the wires and put it in right, if they're going to, like, drill a bunch of extra holes in your car.
Installation is key. You know, I got me a subwoofer.
You did?
Yeah, but it's just for my stock Delco radio, just AM/FM radio I have in my car.
Right.
And I don't have a crossover or anything like that.
Huh.
So I just run it all straight through the subwoofer.
You don't have any speakers, just route it all through the subwoofer?
Just route it all through the subwoofer.
So you're listening to the ticket and it's just like this?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I need to purchase some more speakers.
That'd be a good idea.
Some Tweed Daws.
Something for the high end.
From a Speakaws. All right, Bob Barker's being sued again. This time, two other former female employees have filed wrongful termination suits against him and the show's producers.
More harassment?
No, they say that it's related to the harassment, though, because remember Bob Barker, who's 77 years old now, was sued a couple years ago by, what was her name, Diane Parker, Diane Parkinson?
Yeah,
Diane,
something.
Somebody like that, who was one of the models, longtime models on Price is Right.
Yeah, she had the giant cans.
Yeah, well, anyway, you mean cans of soup that you had to price out in order to win a nice prize.
Yeah, when they did the high-low game.
This isn't the Price is Right music, by the way.